Thank you for calling Archstar Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, this is Ricky Billu.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I just got this brochure in the mail. And I was wondering, I'm assuming that it's available here, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I'd be more than happy. I can, if you can provide me your address, I'll be able to look in the system to see if it's in service already or when would it be.
Yeah, I know that the local company, the local cable company, they put a fiber optic cable in the building, but I don't know if you can tie into that or whatever. But the street address here is, it's 20 Livingston. That'd be
And
apartment one. I don't think that's really necessary, but apartment one, Catskill, New York, 12414.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, you said this is the Catskill?
Yeah, Catskill.
Okay, perfect. So, if I'm not mistaken, the Catskill are going to be in service in December, but I would definitely double check for you. I'll give you a more specific date. Okay, 20 Livingston Street, apartment 1 in Catskill. So that, yes, the in-service date for this address is December 21st of 2024. We have sent the offers already because you can pre-order your service. The only thing is that we won't be able to schedule an installation appointment until that day gets here. And we're sure that everything is good to go. We're good to install.
Okay, I mean, you're not telling me that I owe you a bill though, right?
No, sir. So
Okay.
we will not charge your account until the day of installation once the install has been completed.
Okay. Do you have any idea when that would be?
So if everything goes to plan, and the anticipated in-service date is December 21st. So on December 21st, if you pre-order your service before that, our staff fiber will give you a call. Once the server has been pre-ordered, and then on that day they say, okay, we're calling you to make an appointment. If they call you on the 21st, they can schedule you 5 days out, meaning that would be closer
Okay.
to the a little later past Christmas.
So can I schedule something now? Would it cost me anything?
I can pre-order for you today. It will not cost you anything. We won't be able to schedule any installation until December, but I can pre-order the service for you definitely. Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. Because to be honest with you, I mean, I have I'm using a satellite dish for internet, and I don't like it. I mean, I'm trying to watch a TV show, and it just, stops and buffers. It'll play again, and then it stops again, and it's just a hassle,
I completely, yes, I completely understand. So yeah, I'd be more than happy to help you today. Let me go ahead
That would be
here.
great. Because my local internet company, like I said, they have a fiber optic, but they're super expensive, like
Yes.
really expensive.
Okay, so yeah, something that you mentioned earlier too. You said that that your local company already have the fiber in the building. So we will be installing brand new fiber. We don't use any, and we don't use somebody else's
Oh, okay.
fiber. Yes, we install our own.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So,
That's
do
good
you know
to
what?
know.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. do you know what speed are you interested in?
Do I know what street?
No, speed. We have the 1 gig. That's probably the offer that you received for the $69.99 when you set up auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account. But we also offer a higher speed for 2 gigs, that is $89.99 with the same offer of the $10 off.
That's still cheaper than what I'm paying right now for satellite.
Oh wow!
I don't want to tell you. I'm paying way over $100 for crappy internet.
Yes, that's a lot of people have been telling us the same thing. This company
so,
has taken advantage.
You know what? I got to be honest with you, because I was going to switch over to Mid-Hudson, but I decided not to, because, like I said, they're expensive. So 2 gigs actually sounds good, and I can be able to afford 2 gigs.
Okay, that sounds great. All right. So I'll be adding the first Wi-Fi extender is free. If you need any extra Wi-Fi extenders for the home, is a $7.99 per extender added to the bill.
Yeah, I don't tell you. Did you say, do I want an extender added to the bill?
So the first one is free. I can give you that one for free. If you need any extra ones, I don't know. Some people that have the house too large might need more than one.
That's what I'm in.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in a large, pretty large apartment, but I would be mostly in my living room anyway. You know, I'm not gonna. Mm-hmm. Be in the kitchen, and you know, and I now have my phone, so you know what I mean. I have really good service on my phone.
Okay.
But I think one should be sufficient.
Okay, that sounds good. So we offer phone services as well. Is that something that you'd be interested in, or just the internet?
I'm only going to say no because I stutter. And I have this machine in my house right now. I don't know if you ever heard of a caption call.
Yes.
I have one of those because I have a speech impediment and a memory problem. So if I'm talking to you and I was on that phone, my cell phone and my house phone both ring together.
Okay. No worries. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. All right. So let's see. So just want to confirm that the address of service is going to be 20 Livingston Street, Apartment 1 in Catskill, New York, 12414 is the zip code. And are you renting or do you own?
I'm renting. But like I said, they have cables coming in the building. So I know it can be hooked up.
Okay, perfect. And just because we need to get in contact with the landlord or the property management, do you have a name that we can contact and a phone number?
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I know his name is Isaac. I don't know his last name, but his name is Isaac.
Yeah, it's okay. First name, it's okay.
All right. And his name is, I guess this is how it's pronounced, is I-S-A-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
And his mobile number is 347-454-4650.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that number for you. I have 347-454-4650.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. And again, his name is Isaac.
Isaac, yes, I got the IS. AAC.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So right now, do you know how you're most likely, because you're in a building and they're coming in through the poles, but do you know for sure, or if you're not sure, it's okay. Do you know how the current utilities are fitting into the building? Are they coming in through the poles or on the ground?
I don't think they're coming from the ground.
Okay.
I believe they're coming off the poles because, like I said, my upstairs neighbor has the company that I was going to go to, but they want way too much money, and he's got fiber optic upstairs. So I know it can be brought in, and I just don't know how it would be run. You know what I mean? Maybe coming from the pole out to the building, you know, And then whatever it is that they got to do. And then I guess the fiber optic coming in the building. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Uh-huh. I don't even know how to explain this.
It's okay.
There's a bedroom. It's actually, I don't even consider it a bedroom. But there's, when you walk in my apartment, there's a door on the right, and it leads to the front of the building. It's a big room. And I'm in the next room. So I don't know how you guys would do that. That would be a lot of cable. You know what I mean?
I see. But no worries. We are, our technicians, before they do the actual installation, they survey it. They will survey the building and see how is the best way to bring in the fiber and connect
right.
you to it. So no worries. So that was just a question so they can have an idea if
yeah.
they will be doing bringing the fiber to the poles or on the ground. But don't worry, they'll figure it out.
I know. I can tell you one thing that the landlord is going to probably tell you, because he just did the whole building. He vinyl sided the whole building.
Okay.
So obviously, if there's going to be any drilling, I'm sure he's not going to want somebody drilling in his new vinyl siding.
Not
drilling. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I completely understand. I would note that on your account. Let the technician know.
Yeah, like I said, I've got a couple holes in my screens in my windows. I don't know if maybe they can do something and then run a wire through the window. Maybe that's, but without damaging the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a screen window. Bring the fiber optic in. And like I said, the bedroom is big. Like they would have to use a lot of fiber optic cable,
mm-hmm.
you know,
okay.
to run it. Unless they ran it from the floor, which I personally don't care, because I don't go in that room very much. My stuff is stored in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But hopefully they can figure something out.
Yes, they'll figure it out. And, you know, for the installation day, you'll be there and you can probably guide them the best way that
oh, yeah,
you
I'm,
think.
I'm always here every day because I'm retired. I'm disability.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a lot of health problems.
Okay, no worries.
But yeah, I'll just to let you know, I'm always here, or my phone is always with me.
Okay, that's good. So, Mr. Ricker, let me see. And then the billing address is the same as your service address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Can you give me the correct spelling of your first name, please?
It's Ricky. It's R. I-C-K-Y.
Okay.
Last name is B as in boy, I-L-Y-O-U.
Okay, thank you. You just pronounce that Billu?
Yeah, yep, you got it right.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
A lot of people don't get it right.
I try, but thank you. And can I have an email address for you?
It's going to be, it's all lowercase. I have people pick on me about this name, but it's all one word. And it's Rick, AKA Vin. So that should be all one word.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to be at gmail.com.
Okay, so it was Rick, a.k.a. Vin. Vin is a V, like Victor, I-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
We got it right. Yeah, I people call me and they say, oh, Rick, aka. I'm like, come on, man. But,
yeah. It's okay. All right, Mr. Ricky, let me see. And the first contact phone number for you.
Do you have it on where you're at right now or no?
Let me switch screens really quick. I have 518-291-7459.
That's it, yep. And like I said, this number is patched into my home phone too, in the caption call.
Okay. Perfect.
Right, so like if one rings, the other's gonna ring. You know, if from there, like say I left my phone in the kitchen or I lost it, I always have the backup here. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Okay.
So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. No. It's fine. No worries. And how may we contact you prior to your installation any future notifications? Would it be best through phone, email, or text?
Is there any chance you could do it by phone and email, just in case I lose you guys one day or something?
Yes, definitely.
Because there's places on roads that are very spotty. And I'm always getting transportation to go to doctors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, yeah. my phone and the home phone is the same number. So,
okay.
But yeah, I would say by phone, and just to be sure, you can either send me a text message or an email. It's fine.
All right, perfect. So since you had agreed to the three of them, I'm going to start with the phone. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automatic or pre-recorded from ArchTap and its vendors to the phone number that you have provided?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. For the text message, our ArchTap Fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely.
So, perfect. So by opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, then we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication just via phone or email. Okay. And data message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. For the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
I don't know how to answer that one. I mean, it would be good if it's just from you guys, if you have specials or something going on. But
yes,
yeah, for other people, no, I don't want all the advertisements.
Okay, yeah, so it will be from us, but in any time that you want to turn that off, you can unsubscribe. Click the unsubscribe button when you receive the email. Yes, and then you will not receive any of those anymore.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. We're almost done. Let me see. And so to receive the $10 discount, I need to enroll you into AutoPay and paperless billing. Do you have your ACH account with you?
My what account?
Your savings or checking account information.
I do.
Okay, so I can enter that if you would like to today.
I was looking for my wallet. I don't have anything on it right now, just so you know. I get paid on the third every month, and I'd like to have this possibly set up on AutoPay.
Yes, this information that you're giving me right now is to set you up on auto pay and paperless billing. So the first payment would not come out until the actual date of installation. And make sure that when we called you to schedule your installation appointment, if you want to set it up whenever you know that you have the money in your account, that way.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say that. I was going to tell you if there's any way that you can make the payments for the third or the fourth of every month, and I'm gonna have it set on auto pay.
Okay, so I won't be able to set any auto. I'm just putting the account information in the system for you. We don't know when your installation is going to be, so depending on that's when you're gonna start getting billed. So, but when ArchTap Fiber calls you back to schedule your installation appointment, make sure it's around that time, around the 30 if you want, so that you know that you're going to have the funds in the account.
Because
the first billing comes out on the day of installation.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will definitely let them know, and hopefully in the future, if something by some chance goes wrong, and you, like I said, if you don't get the payment, don't panic. The thing is, like I said, I get paid on the third. It's the third, but I always say the fourth just to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm. No, I do the same. I do the same. No worries.
If we can do that would be great. And like I said, I'll have to put on auto pay.
Mm-hmm. If you have your routed in account information, I can answer that for you.
That's a credit card, right?
So if it's a credit card, the discount is only $5. So you opted out. Oh. We're doing the 2 gigs, right?
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries. You're fine.
All right, so I do have a checking account. And it is going to be... Yeah, pull this out of here. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the same bank that my credit card is.
Okay.
And the two numbers, I don't know which one is which, but the two numbers, one is 021-3009-12.
All right, let me double check to see. This is Trusco Bank?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was the routing number. And the other one must be the account number then.
Okay, so you need that one too, right?
Yes, please.
It's 346-14-297. I think that's a 7.
297. Okay, no worries. Yeah, if anything doesn't, if it bounces, then the bank let us know if the account was incorrect, and then we'll reach out to you. No worries, we will not cut your service.
Yeah, it should be it's a 7.
It's a 7. Okay, and then in the account, the name on the account comes up as Ricky Bill.
Yes. Perfect. Yes, that's me.
Okay. Let's continue. We're almost done.
So that wasn't so bad?
Nope, not at all. And I just need to ask you if, do you agree to bond by the terms of service, as they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so let me place the order.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to be so happy when I get some good internet.
Yes, I hope that we keep, we stay on track and we make it up there by, by December and have everything set up for you guys.
Yeah, that would be great. I have a laptop. It's a super expensive laptop. In my room, I got it covered under stuff. I don't trust anybody. I haven't used my laptop probably almost 2 years.
Oh.
And I have a really high-end laptop. It's one of those ones that is almost like Alienware. I don't know if you're familiar with Alienware.
No, I'm not too technical, but yeah.
what this does, it's called Asus. It's like one of top of the line laptops. Mm-hmm. And what it does is you can change the keypad colors and stuff like that on it.
Okay.
It's just a super good machine. And It's been sitting in my room for like 2 years.
Oh, I hope that, you know, as soon as you get the new service, you're able to connect and be able to use it.
I gotta tell you that the service that I have really sucks. Excuse my language, though.
It's okay. No worries. But hopefully we'll be there soon. And so now that we have... I have done your registration. You will receive two emails from our staff fiber. One is going to be the confirmation of this order, and the other one is an invitation for you to sign into your our staff fiber account. Would you be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept the terms of service? Please make sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment.
Okay.
And we advise our new customers to, you can maintain consistent connection, to please wait until our staff fiber has done their installation before you cancel with your current provider, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ricky, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I went out to check the mail and I seen this, and I was looking for fiber optic, and I was like, wow. $600 for 1 gig. That's what I got right now is 1 gig. And I pay.
That is.
I think it's close to $120 or better for dookie internet.
That is a lot of money. No, yes, we will be saving you a lot of money, and I'm glad you are making the switch to our Shop Fiber.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm super happy about that. Super stoked.
That's great.
Just keep in mind, if the texts come out, if you call the landlord, actually, I kind of wish you didn't, because some landlords can be very finicky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as long as they don't drill into the siding, I think it's going to be all right.
Okay. So, yes, I'm notating that in your account regarding about the new siding, and be careful with drilling. But, yeah, we definitely need to get in contact with the landlord, because they won't do anything with their approval. But we'll make sure that we'll be careful, and I'm pretty sure they're going to bring those concerns to us, and we'll address it at the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, guys just got done with it probably a little over a week ago. So it's all brand new siding on there.
Oh.
The only part that doesn't have siding, but it would come through my kitchen. The back doesn't have any siding at all. I don't know why he did that, but he did that.
Oh.
And then from the back, you're talking a super long forward. Then you got to come in my building. It'll come into the kitchen, and then I'm in the next room from the kitchen. Well, either or. I'm like, right now I'm dead smack in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So.
No worries. The technicians will figure it out, and we'll get you connected. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ricky. Thank you for calling our staff fiber. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.